Well, hi, it's Peter Irvine. In this series, Connecting Faith to Business and looking at each book of the Bible, we come to the book of Numbers. I used to avoid this because it seemed to be all about laws and processes. And in fact, at one stage, I joked that the book of Numbers was was similar to a telephone directory. But actually, there's some fantastic stuff to learn from this book. And let me just, in the next few videos, take you through what some of those things are. So I've titled this week, Getting Ready for Growth. You see, in right through this book, God set in order the nation's religious, civil, and military processes or systems or directions, if you like, to get them ready for worshiping and conquering and for the journey that lay ahead. He wanted them to grow and to move forward, and they needed to have these in place. And many businesses growing don't have systems or don't know where they want to go. So what are the key lessons from this particular point? One is we need to plan for the journey ahead. Yes, that can be a business plan, even if it's a simple business plan. You need to have in place, this is where we want to go, and these are the things we need to do to get there. You don't need to do them all today, but you may need to bring in some capability, some expertise. You may need to put a system in place at some stage. But to know that means you're on the lookout for the right people or the right system when that time comes. One of the key things, and even in a smaller with limited number of people, is to have simple job descriptions. What is each person supposed to be doing? This will help you when the time comes. And I've had many people who say, I want to hire, and I go, what do you want them to do? Well, I don't really know, I just need people. Well, that's not a great way to go, because you need to work out what is the expertise or the experience I need to take us to the next stage. And that's the person that you look for. The other thing is to understand, and this comes out in chapter 4, verses 31 to 33. And let me just read those verses, because they really are important. And they talk about load-bearing walls. And this is about having people in your capability in your business, or that you need to bring in external help to actually create the help that's needed. And in those verses, Numbers chapter 4, verses 31 to 33, in the Message, it says, this is their assigned duty as they go to work at the tent of meeting, to carry the frames of the dwelling, its crossbars, posts, and bases, as well as the posts of the surrounding courtyard with their bases, tent pegs, cords, and all the equipment related to their use, assigned to each man exactly what he's to carry. This is the ministry of the Maronite clans, etc., etc. And you can read the rest yourself, you know, in that version. And I wrote a note around this that simply said, to support, and in load-bearing walls are simply to support or move weight from one place to another, not just in doing one particular thing that we like or people like doing. And we've got to understand Jesus is still the chief cornerstone that we're building our business on. It's not ourselves and it's not our agendas. But load-bearing walls get more done and they carry the load. So if you can share the load across a number of people, you'll get more done. And the other thing they did twice during this this whole book of Numbers, they took a census. So they were able to know how many people they had and what resources and capabilities that they had there. So sometimes taking a census, getting someone in from outside just to look at your business and see, okay, this is where you're going, this is your capability, this is what you may need. And to finish off this video, just with these words, good leaders get organized. Thank you.